this area of therapy and past lives has always been of interest to me. When you went into medicine, of course, you didn't go into it thinking, I'm going to be doing this for a career, did you?
Not at all. I was very skeptical about these things. I didn't have any belief in past lives or reincarnation or New Age things or any of this. I was very left-brained and very much of an academic psychiatrist.
What happened to you?
Well, it's a long story, but it really begins with a patient, Catherine, the one that I described in my first book, Many Lives, Many Masters.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who turned my life upside down. She, a Catholic woman from New England, suffering from panic attacks and phobias and depression, we were using hypnosis to try to go into her childhood. She couldn't take any medicine because she had a lifelong fear of gagging or choking, so she refused. And after a year and a half of traditional psychotherapy, I was using hypnosis because I felt she must have some repressed or hidden memories of her childhood that were causing her symptoms now.
You could sense that in her, huh?
I could feel it. And she had really large areas of her childhood that were blocked off from her. So the second time we were doing this, the first time she went back to early childhood and remembered some traumatic incidents, but there was really no change. The second time she was in, thinking, well, we have to go even younger, I told her to go back to the time when your symptoms first began. I thought she would go back to 3 or 4. And instead, taking my instruction literally, she went back about 4,000 years into an ancient Near Eastern lifetime, different body, different name, drowning in a flood or tidal wave at the end of that life. And she had no belief in past lives either. And after that session, her fear of gagging or choking disappeared.
Huh.
And then we kept doing this week by week. She would remember with vivid detail. She was one of those people who could go very deeply, knowing things historically that she never knew, never studied. And her symptoms began to disappear. The depression left, the phobias, the panic attacks. Within 12 or 14 of these lifetimes, so 12 or 14 sessions, she was cured without using any medicine at all. And that was 4,000 patients ago for me. Because really, she was coming in 1980, 1981. And I didn't write Many Lives, Many Masters for maybe 5 years after Catherine finished. Because here I was chairman of a prestigious psychiatry department, professor of medicine at the medical school in Miami. And I was concerned about my reputation,
oh, sure.
My career, my income, all of these
well,
things.
Were you keeping this kind of treatment private within your practice?
I was trying to, but what's private for me is not private for her. So she would tell her friends, tell other people, then they would want it, they would come in, same things would happen, they would start getting rid of symptoms, they would feel better, look radiant, because they were getting rid of these fears, basically phobias, sometimes physical healings. I'll describe that more
sure,
in a while.
Yeah.
They're unbelievable what people can experience just by going into these deeper states and having regressions.
Well, in the beginning, Dr. Weiss, when she started talking about going back 4,000 years, I mean, did you think this is just too much?
I did. I thought it was imagination or fantasy. But a few things were confusing to me. One, she had such emotion remembering and such detail. It was not like her. She seemed to really feel and know. It was so emotional. And that's not the way that she daydreamed or her imagination worked. I knew her very well because she had already been in therapy
sure.
for more than a year. Secondly, her symptoms were disappearing. And I knew that imagination or fantasy doesn't cause symptoms to disappear.
And up until that session where she started doing this, her symptoms were not disappearing, were they?
No, the gagging fear was there since she was a little girl, basically all of her life. And the other symptoms had been there for years, the depression, the low self-esteem, the panic attacks, since she was a child. So this was really dramatic. The time frame was so short. And she was the first, but already before she finished, someone else was coming in because she was a lab technician in the hospital where I was working.
Oh, no secrets there.
No, she would tell others, but it didn't really get out to the faculty. And she wasn't an FBI investigator, not a news reporter. Mm-hmm, she didn't have the money to explore these details or the motivation. So when it happened again and then again, and people getting rid of sometimes really chronic symptoms, both emotional or physical, I had to start thinking, well, there's something going on here, and it's something very powerful. I don't know if I'm validating past lives, but I sure did stumble across a very powerful healing technique.
Sure.
And I'm going to keep doing it because my patients were getting better. Along the way, people started speaking foreign languages they had never learned, finding their graves. Unbelievable validation was happening also.
Finding their graves? Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, they had died in a past life.
Right.
If it were recent enough, where there were records, they would come up with enough information in their regressions in my office, oftentimes names of the town where they lived, the streets, the name of businesses, family names, things like that, that they would then often go and look up and find that these people did exist. And so sometimes they would find the grave of a person they were in a past life.